I tweeted a video today and a picture as well, and the video itself was quite graphic, showing the Rohingya Muslims being burnt alive together. Some of them may be family members, knowing each other, and living in the same community. They were being burnt alive and at the same time being beaten repeatedly. You could see the flames in between their bodies whilst they're still suffering. You could see the smoke coming out of their skin as their skin's burning slowly. And it just reminds me, and we should be reminding every one of us, that suffering is happening in all forms around the world. And this is, in this case, it's a Muslim issue. And what really angers and frustrates me is the sheer incompetence that's been shown, or lack of anything that's been shown, by the Bangladeshi government. The interview, which I tweeted later on, and many of you have been disgusted at that as well, is that of the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, who is oblivious or in denial or actually lying as to what's happening in the Muslims in Rohingya, in the Rohingyan Muslims. And this, although we can blame the West, and we often do, and we often blame other people, the regional powers should be doing more. Pakistan should be doing more. Bangladesh should be doing more. And it's absolutely despicable that we can sit here today and look to these nations who keep getting voted in or support to represent people, and they're not doing so. And Sheikh Hasina should be ashamed of herself. There's no other ways of putting this. And up to now, the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, she was celebrated and she was invited, etc. Not a word about the Muslims, nothing mentioned in the media about the actual suffering of Muslims. And it's always double standards. They always wanted access to Burmese natural resources, and that's happened now. It was just a matter of releasing one single woman representing the Buddhists, and then that's it, we can start trading with Burma. Forget about the 800,000 Muslims that are suffering within Burma. Well, it's upon us to act now. It's the month of Ramadan where we should be reflecting more, and if we're not going to do anything now, then it's never going to happen. Of course, we've launched protests against Syria, we've launched protests against Palestine. We need to open a new front, and Burma should be the new front. Jazakallah khair.